Smile, you're on camera, even if you don't want to be.
Britain has more than 6 million CCTV cameras. That's one for every 11 people in the country and more than any other nation in the world. So, has Britain become a surveillance state?
Advocates say not. CCTV helps prevent and solve crime. If you've done nothing wrong, it's not a problem. But privacy campaigners like Big Brother Watch have slammed Britain's surveillance culture as out of control.
The UK has 1% of the world's population and around 20% of the world's cameras. Clearly, that's highly distorted compared to other democratic countries. So we need to know, why do we have so many in the United Kingdom compared to the Western democracies? And we really need those public authorities to stand by and be accounted for their actions.
Of the almost 6 million cameras, 750,000 are in sensitive locations, such as hospitals and care homes. There are 300,000 in schools. In London, you'll be filmed about 300 times every single day.
I don't think anybody likes to think that they're being constantly monitored, and in the UK, we are supposed to have a basis where innocent until proven guilty. And so you don't want to feel like you're walking out the front door and instantly being suspected of committing a crime. And so I think people are getting a little bit paranoid about whether they're being constantly monitored, again, both on and offline. And they're starting to react to that.
So do the public think that Britain has turned into a surveillance state?
I do think there are a whole too many cameras altogether. There's far too many of them. You're always being watched. You're not living your life as you should. But then again, it does help with crime and, you know, fighting crime. It's a double-edged sword, I'd say.
It's invading people's privacy a bit too much.
It gives a feeling of being watched all the time, as if we are already, you know, criminal or guilty of doing something. When actually, we're just citizens and we don't need to be watched like that.
Many citizens may not like it, but Britain remains the surveillance capital of the world. If it's not Big Brother, someone certainly is watching. Nagus Mobileri, Press TV, London.